We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Junkyard Dogcast. College football's funny, guys. I think everyone would say this is a tale of two halves. A lot of consternation from the fan base watching Georgia kind of plod their way in the first half to a 14-0 lead over Auburn. But the second half was a different story as the Dogs scored 28 points to go on to a 42-0 lead that really was never in doubt for the Dogs as they improved to 6-0 on the season. I think we can honestly say that right now, quarterback Stetson Bennett, not 100%. You could kind of tell on a lot of his throws, but at the same time, those legs are in no way, shape, or form in doubt, because that 64-yard touchdown run by Bennett was one of the more impressive plays he's had at the University of Georgia in his 6 years in college. Georgia ran for 292 yards in this game, and it was an aspect that we hadn't seen from Georgia this year, and it couldn't have come at a better time, as, again, Stetson struggled throwing the football, but at the same time, this game was really not close. Georgia defensively continues to get better every single week, and I think right now you can look at these guys and say, this is not last year's defense, but it is a very, very talented defense that is going to continue to get better every week. Auburn only had one third down conversion in the second half, only had 258 yards in this game, and from what I saw, only one penalty on defense for Georgia. So a young defense who rallied up to the challenge when they were needed most. When Georgia's offense was struggling in the first half, time and time again, Georgia's defense came to play. And I think that's going to pay big dividends down the road. But again, looking at this game, the passing game is a work in progress, but at the same time, you could tell Stetson is not 100%. I don't know if it's his shoulder, if it's back, if it's his arm, his bicep may be hurt from that Mizzou game, but he's banged up. They're going to try to get him through that Vanderbilt game and then get into that bye week and try to get him healthy. But he got it going in the second half when they needed him to. Still threw for over 200 yards, did not have a turnover. And again, this ground game for Georgia, Kendall Milton going out of the game with a groin injury. You thought, okay, Georgia's leading rusher's out of the game. What do they do? They introduce Branson Robinson, who had 12 carries for 98 yards and a touchdown, got his first career score for the true freshman. And then Dejon Edwards getting it done, 12 yards for 83 yards and three touchdowns in this game. Very impressive work by that duo. I think you look at this pecking order, this offensive backfield that lost Samir White, lost James Cook to NFL. A lot of people wondering, you know, is that backfield where, you know, is the talent taking a step down? And yet here they are really getting it done in an SEC game. Kenny McIntosh, eight carries for 37 yards, but also helping out with four catches out of the backfield as well. I think you look at this offense right now and you think, okay, what is the identity of this team? I think that's still something they're trying to figure out. But at the same time, this was a bounce back game for Georgia's offensive line, especially in that ground game. But overall, they won the battle at the line of scrimmage this week after a couple of disappointing performances against Kent State and Mizzou. Georgia's offensive line has improved and really seems to be playing its best football of the year. I think you have to really, tip your cap to these guys. They went out there and really got it done at home when they needed it most. This was what they needed to get back on track. And I think if you look at the series now, Georgia-Auburn, it's the sixth win in a row for Georgia in the series. The last time Auburn won in Athens, I believe Kirby Smart was the running backs coach at Georgia the last time that happened. I think it was, 2005? So this series is really started to tilt Georgia's way. I think that's obvious. But for right now, I think you got to look at this and say, Auburn did not back it up this week. This is a moment where they were up against it. Their head coach, Brian Harsin, looks to be in his, the last moments as the head coach. You wanted to see what their identity was going to be. They did not come out and play to their potential, but they obviously were up against a very, very talented Georgia team. I just think you saw them kind of give up there early in the third quarter. A lot of that third down play, the call by Auburn's offensive coordinator on the third and long, just run up the gut with Tank Spigsby was, just really, it showed a lot as far as what where they thought they were offensively and their hope of winning this football game. I think that was probably the lowest outing of Tank Bigsby's career. They held him to just 19 yards. And I think you look at that and you say, okay, Georgia's defense came to play when they needed him to. So holding him to just 5 of 16 on third down, really impressive. Georgia's ground game taking up the slack whenever Stetson Bennett was obviously just not 100%. I think right now you could take that into next week, into the film room, and really build on that. And I think you get a more balanced attack that's really going to help Georgia as they continue to try to get healthy, not just at quarterback, but still at wide receiver. You saw it, A.D. Mitchell and Arian Smith still trying to come back from injury. Dominic Blaylock continuing to get more involved in this offense. I think he's really going to help them moving forward. Had a big 24-yard reception in this game. And Ladd McConkey, had that muff punt again in the first half, but he came back in that second half with that big punt return that really helped put Georgia in good position there. They scored a touchdown after that. I believe that was a 38-yard return. That was his career long. That got Georgia in the end zone for the second time. So credit to the Georgia's defense, credit to Georgia's offensive line. Those running backs are still very talented at the University of Georgia. And I think right now you head into a Vandy team that obviously is surprising a lot of people against Ole Miss. And you work toward that bye week and trying to get healthy. And I think if you're Georgia fans right now, obviously you want to see that week one performance that Georgia had. And then again in week two against South Carolina. But a win is a win. There are things you can take from this game and continue to improve on. And I think now, knowing that you have some talented running backs back there and your offensive line can get that push when they need to, and that's going to give them a lot of confidence later on in the season when they're trying to grind out some tough wins against what looks to be very talented Tennessee and Mississippi State teams. We will talk more about this game next week, but for this edition of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Kip Adams. You guys take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.